So, fuck you guys.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Fuck you guys.
Why are you so mad, TJ?
I'm mad at you, Scotty.
Why?
Because you're a piece of fucking shit.
I don't appear to be a piece of shit, TJ.
It's like the badass in a movie, like delivering the big badass line and taking a drag on his cigarette and then just coughing on it.
Yeah, we need to do that.
You know what, kid? You can take that little attitude and stick it right where the sun don't shine.
I love it, dude.
That's kind of villain TJ would be, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vape Nation, TJ!
Vape.
Man, you are vaping hard, TJ. You're hitting that
These
vape.
These are little bitch hits, though.
I mean,
take a man's hit, TJ.
Listen
to I don't know if I should.
Take a man's hit, TJ. This is a fucking pathetic little...
Come on, TJ, rip a fat cloud of
Let's see a fucking fat fucking cloud, dude.
All right.
Rip the fattest vape that you've ever
I'll fucking vaped. Beat TJ's lame little cloud, dude.
I'm probably going to pass out onto the keyboard.
All right, so. Bullshit.
Vape Nation, go.
I'm going to beat you, TJ. Let's see your little weak one. Oh, dude, get that shit over here, dude. I can beat that, no problem. Pass it over, TJ. I can beat that, no problem. All right, you pass him on down.
There's like slobber on my keyboard now.
Dude, I can beat that little bitch hit, dude.
Give it to Scotty.
I guarantee I got that fucking beat, dude.
Give it to Skittle.
I might have a vapor, dude. I gotta put white this shit off.
Oh, man. It's probably slathered in spittle, all right. Skittle.
Rip a fat cloud.
Damn. Oh, well.
Oh, gross!
Oh, dude!
He vaped till he puked! Live!
This is awesome, dude.
Alright, well, that's the show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There's no topping it, you know?
Yeah, go.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
He vaped till he puked!
How the fuck do I follow that?
I don't know.
Oh my god. All right. Well, new show topic for tonight.
Vaping. Scotty puked.
Vaping till you puke.
I'm crying.
The newest craze.
Oh, that's good shit, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my god. Oh.
I'm stunned.
I don't even know what to say now.
I just need to let that settle in.
Right, yeah.
I'm sorry. I know you guys are here for entertainment, but I'm going to need a quiet moment to myself. To kind of process the whole goings on, you know, and make sure that we're all on the same page. All
right, hold on. We're going to,
we need
a moment of zen, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Give yourself over to a land where you didn't just watch Scotty puke a boiled hot dog all over the ground after ripping a fat cloud. Here in your peaceful inner place, Scotty never puked after he vaped.
I can't do it. It's not working. All right, I do feel a little better, though. Okay. More centered.
Can you hand me the puke vape?
Do you even want...
Well, he didn't puke on it, did
he? I think
he
puked in it.
Gross.
I don't think there's any vape juice in it anymore. I think it's all just puke.
All right, I don't see no puke.
All right.
So I think I'm all right.
Dude, damn, dude. I did not expect that to happen.
Well, whatever.
My body's like, no, bad.
Your body rejected it in a major way.
Yeah, dude.
You can see, man, ripping the fat cloud is not as easy as it may seem.
At least I fucking did it, dude.
You did. True. Hey, yeah. Yep. That is true. Nobody else did it.
You did it, Scotty. That goes on the list of Scotty accomplishments.
I think the last time I puked like that was when I ate that fucking jalapeno.
I remember that. Yeah, I was there. I remember that.
I just was like, bleh.
I was present for your last random puke.
Dude, but this one's actually captured, though. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, anything that happens for posterity's sake is a good thing, man. Because nobody would have believed us if we told them.
Fuck no, dude.
You know?
Yeah, it's too far-fetched a story.
Yeah.
There's no credibility without...
He didn't rip a cloud so volcanic that, like, after the cloud finished coming out, what was in his stomach came after. That was a volcano erupting, Scotty. I give you props.
All right, so I'm going to look at this with an open mind. I've never fallen for a religion before, but maybe this is the one.
All right.
What the hell do you think you're doing? Dragging your butt through the day, selling body and soul to a bunch of bland normals? Acting stupid so they'll think you're one of them? Tired of getting all of the guilt, but none of the sex? There is a simple answer, dear friend. A glowing beacon of slack amidst the turmoil and darkness. It's J.R. Bob Dobbs, the living slack master in his Church of the Subgenius. Bob brings a new destiny for the abnormal, for Bob comes to justify our sins, to unmask the conspiracy, and to get us back the slack they stole away. It's us versus them. Are you gonna fry in hell on earth alongside the pink boys, or will you pull the wool over your own eyes and accept Bob into your mind? Repent, quit your job, slack off, and praise Bob!
Church of the Subgenius, eternal salvation, or triple your money back.
I'm in.
I knew, dude. I knew that TJ was going to join this religion immediately.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Can you do the Subgenius call?
No, I don't even know what it is yet.
Your hand out in a Hitler salute.
Right.
And then you got to do that thing he was doing right there at the end. You got to go.
Is that how it goes? Okay.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to try. Let's see if I'm really cut out.
See if you're Subgenius material, TJ.
Yeah, all right.
That was pretty good. I think they'd let you in on that.
Cool.
They like celebrities too, so it's like you're an e-celeb.
I'm almost a celebrity.
You're an e-celeb.
You got a little following. E-lebrity.
Probably get some, you know, because they do mimic Scientology in that way.
Right.
They you know, anytime they get a celeb, they treat them very well.
Cool.
A little bit about Bob before we move on to our next parody religion, because he is really kind of the most interesting thing about the Church of the Subgenius to me. He just looks like, I don't know, on the surface, he's just like a generic 1950s dad-looking character, but there's something else going on with J.R. Bob Dobbs. I don't know what it is, but I like it.
He's high on crack.
Bob is nothing but a guy with a pipe and a grin. A pipe and a grin.
And a grin.
It sounds so simple when you put it that way, doesn't it? Yet that sentence contains the gem of comedy, of tragedy, of all the vast seething implications that are embodied by Bob. He's a temporary, disposable savior.
Wow.
If you want the real truth here, and I think we can talk freely for once, Bob is actually a baroquely structured symbol. A disgustingly puerile conception of the perfect human being with wealth, luck, and untrammeled sex appeal. I mean, is that childish or what? That is the official church answer to who is J.R. Bob Dobbs.
That's pretty cool. It seems like they kind of broke kayfabe there a little
bit.
Not really.
No, not enough.
Not all the way.
Why would you need to? I mean, this is just great. It's the fucking perfect thing if you're a fucking lazy, degenerate sack of shit like TJ.
You saw that commercial.
And you don't want to work and you don't want to do anything. TJ, you finally found your home, dude.
Yeah.
Atheism is dead for you, dude.
But let me ask you, Scotty. TJ's found a religion. Are you ready to be a Pastafari? Are you ready to reach out and touch his noodly appendage and become Pastafari?
I think he should do it.
Now, you remember Pastafarianism.
This was huge for a while. I mean, I remember,
people wearing the strainer on their heads.
Yeah, you know, every comment section on any one of my videos, like, you must be touched by his noodly appendage.
Yes, his noodly appendage, indeed. This was big, a big kind of atheist movement icon, right?
It was kind of meant to show the ridiculousness of modern religion, or I guess religion in general, this is really like an atheist critique of religion, which I guess is one of the main reasons you do a parody religion to begin with.
Right.
So I
thought we'd start the proceedings by reading the Lord Spaghetti's Prayer. This is a very, so I need you all somber for this.
All right,
okay?
I'm going to get
yes.
All right.
Our pasta, who Art and Colander.
I don't see Scotty putting his hands together in reverence.
Oh. He has no reverence for the noodly appendage.
Sorry, TJ.
Our pasta, who art in colander, draining be thy noodles. Thy noodle come, thy sauce be yum, on top some grated Parmesan. Give us this day our garlic bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trample on our lawns. And lead us not into vegetarianism, but deliver us some pizza. For thine is the meatball, the onion, and the bay leaves, forever and ever and ever, ramen.
Wow, that's like the best prayer I've ever heard.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, and it also made me want spaghetti.
And pizza.
And the meatball.
Well, I had pizza yesterday, I want that too, though. I want spaghetti.
See, that's the thing about me. I could eat pizza every day.
Every day.
Huh? Every day. That same pizza we had last night, if you came to me and said,
if it was back again.
That's it. That's all you get to eat for the rest of your life. You're going to get one of those pies a day. I'd be like, sweet.
Life is good.
I don't know, Paul. You know what, dude? I think you should fucking do it.
Paul's pizza challenge, dude.
Please, the last thing my fat ass needs is a pizza challenge, okay?
Paul eats nothing.
Even I know where to draw the line.
Paul would tap. He knows that's why.
So the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, after having existed in secrecy for hundreds of years, came into the mainstream just a few years ago.
Wow.
With millions, if not thousands, of devout worshippers, the Church of the FSM is widely considered a legitimate religion, even by its opponents, mostly fundamentalist Christians, who have accepted that our God has larger balls than theirs.
Well, he certainly does.
Some claim that the Church is purely a thought experiment or satire, illustrating that intelligent design is not science, just a pseudoscience manufactured by the Christians to push creationism into public schools. These people are mistaken. The Church of the FSM is legit and backed by hard science. Anything that comes across as humor or satire, purely coincidental.
Oh, wow. I always thought it was a parody religion, but I guess it's legit.
You're wrong. You see, a parody, that's the thing about a parody. It can't say, this is not a parody, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a cop, like an undercover cop.
Yeah, it's like entrapment.
Yeah, if you ask them, like, hey, you a cop, buddy? And they say no.
I'm not a cop.
Then they can't bust you for nothing. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Makes sense to me.
Same difference.
Yeah.
Obviously. So, this was like an edgy kind of atheist meme that got passed around. I mean, I don't know if it started on YouTube, but a bunch of the community jumped headfirst into this noodly appendage ramen shit.
Oh, yeah.
It was super popular, dude. I mean, it made sense because it was always just like, you know, the line of reasoning, like, you know, you don't believe in this God. I would always hear people say, do you believe in the flying spaghetti monster? They're like, well, no. It's like, why not? You know, the same line.
I think the Satanic Temple kind of stole this one's thunder, though.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah. A lot of these probably took some cues from the Satanic Temple in terms of being this kind of tongue-in-cheek pseudo-religion that's trying to mimic the absurdity of the actual accepted religions around it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess even the original Church of Satan is kind of a parody religion to an extent, too.
So this was founded, actually, in 2005 by a dude named Bobby Henderson in response to the Kansas State Board of Education's decision to spend as much time teaching intelligent design as they did the theory of evolution.
Just trying to give it its fair shake.
Right. Henderson claims that the Pastafarian theory of the origin of the world should be taught in the same way as intelligent design and the theory. He asserts that the world was created in one day by the flying spaghetti monster who created a mountain, then a tree, and finally a midget. The dogmas of Pastafarianism are centered on references to noodles and pirates and on parodies of creationist theories. Among other things, it's claimed that global warming is a result of the decline of the pirate population.
I mean, let me ask you this. When pirates were more common, was there global warming?
Checkmate.
Right.
Checkmate.
Isn't there much of piracy nowadays, though?
There's some, but there's nowhere near the golden
age. We're talking about real pirates here. We're not talking about, like, I downloaded a movie on the internet.
Right.
I was talking, like, Somali, you know,
no,
pirates.
No, those guys are not real pirates. Those dudes.
You ever seen a Somali pirate be like, shiver me timbers.
Yeah, rotate me barnacles. Walk the plank with
me. I don't
ye.
Know, but probably not. No. I'm going to go probably not.
That's a real pirate, and there's none of those left, and now we're baking to death on the earth. Coincidence? I think not.
I think not.
So I thought one of the funny things about his case was he argued for a 33-33-33 split between creationism, intelligent design, and Pastafarianism.
Yeah.
Which I think is more than fair.
I think it's...
teach the controversy, you know.
I think the kids should just go to school and hear every theory, no matter how ridiculous.
It's kind of sad that this meme has gotten lumped in with kind of edgy atheism, which is no longer in vogue, and, you know, it's kind of lost its meaning. Because it's actually a really fun way to overtly challenge a stupid idea, right?
Yes.
Just make another stupid idea to challenge it and ask for equal treatment.
Make an equally stupid idea that, because it's newer, you know, actually comes across that way to people, because no one's been indoctrinated all their life to believe in this flying spaghetti monster. So
right. So the flying spaghetti monster doesn't have commandments.
Yeah.
As they were, he has instead the 8 I'd really rather you didn't.
He's a more passive god.
Yeah, he's like, look, you can do what you want, but I'd rather you didn't this. And so number one, I'd really rather you didn't act like a sanctimonious, holier-than-thou ass when describing my noodly goodness. If some people don't believe in me, that's okay. Really, I'm not that vain. Besides, this isn't about them, so don't change the subject. That's a pretty decent commandment.
I like that one. Fair rule.
You know, if a god came down, if he was like the Christian god, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near him, because he's a total fucking tyrant. But this god that was like, look, don't worship me too hard, okay?
Yeah, Flying Spaghetti Monster's like, chill look,
don't go crazy with
it, folks. If your buddies don't believe in me, you know what? It's all right. Move on with your life.
Number two, I'd really rather you didn't use my existence as a mean to oppress, subjugate, punish, eviscerate, and, or, you know, be mean to others. I don't require sacrifices, and purity is for drinking water, not people.
I mean, you know, I'm really having a really hard time following this guy now. I mean, you read something like that, and I mean, if you can't oppress, subjugate, punish, eviscerate, and, or, you know, be mean to others, what's the point of religion?
Seems like he's oppressing me by not letting me oppress others.
It sounds like some liberal bullshit now.
Seems like a hippie to me.
Hmm.
I'd really rather you didn't judge people for the way they look. So I'm not going to read all of these. So don't judge people the way they look. I'd really rather you didn't indulge in conduct that offends yourself or your willing, consenting partner of legal age and mental maturity. As far as anyone who might object, I think the expression, go fuck yourself, unless they find that offensive, in which case they can turn off the TV. I like that one. Number five, I'd really rather you didn't change the hateful ideas of others on an empty stomach. That's a good piece of advice.
Oh, it's winning me back there.
Yeah, eat. Eat.
Six, I'd really rather you didn't build multi-million-dollar churches, temples, mosques, shrines to my noodly goodness. I can get behind that.
Yeah, we should.
Who needs more of those?
He says we could spend it on ending poverty and curing disease.
What?
I don't know, man. Sounds like socialism to me.
I'd really rather you didn't go around telling people I talk to you. I like that one, too, because I'm tired of hearing how God talks to people. I like that. Nobody wants to hear about how the noodles talk to you. I like it.
I don't know. If somebody was like, the spaghetti is talking, I'd probably want to know what it said.
For about 5 seconds until he started rambling incoherent nonsense.
Well, I'm just basically at that point, I'm really just checking for, like, it told me to kill everyone. Then it's like, okay.
Probably come pretty soon after. I'd really rather you didn't do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you are into stuff that uses a lot of leather lubricant / Las Vegas, blah, 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 whatever. And then there are two lost commandments. Number 9 and 10 apparently were lost to the sands of time, so we'll never know.
Damn.
What his noodly goodness would rather be not do.
I guess they smashed that tablet.
I guess so. Which is a shame. In my estimation, from where I sit, that's a shame. I think we could have learned from those last two.
Maybe number 9 is like, I'd really rather you didn't take a big hit on a vape and then puke your guts out.
Uh-oh.
I wish that would have been a commandment. It would have saved me a lot of suffering, dude. Yeah.
If only Scotty had heard that wisdom sooner.